This is Most Unexpected, written by Wandering Jedi Historian, read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cody-Obi-Wan Kenobi, the characters Obi-Wan Kenobi, Cody, Ahsoka Tano, Anakin Skywalker, Rex, and Waxer. It is tagged for Force Artifact, The Aging, but only physically, annoyed Obi-Wan, amused Ahsoka and Anakin. Cody is so done with everyone. That's not how the Force works. Humor, banter, teasing, fluff. Summary: a Force artifact has an unexpected impact on Cody and Obi-Wan. Some are more entertained by it than others. This was most unexpected. Oh no, he's adorable! Ahsoka cooed. Anakin's grin was so wide it had to be hurting his face. Now, really? Obi-Wan scolded with a huff. Anakin broke down, laughing, unable to contain himself any longer. I'm sorry, it's just you look like a 6-year-old, he explained. But you're so clearly you. It's too bizarre. Obi-Wan supposed he could concede that the situation was an unusual one. Ahsoka tilted her head to the side curiously as she looked at her grandmaster. Why would a Sith artifact do this, master? She asked. It doesn't seem like something they would do. Obi-Wan sighed heavily and ignored the grins the other two Jedi exchanged at the sound. We believe it is a side effect of the artifact being damaged, he explained, and not something they intended. Ahsoka nodded. Makes sense, she agreed. Anakin smirked. Maybe it was part of a new Sith plan. Victory through surprisingly adorable children, he teased. Obi-Wan sighed heavily once more and rubbed at his forehead. I can't, the young Togruta cackled as she leaned against her master for support. Anakin patted her shoulder sympathetically. Obi-Wan leveled a disapproving look at his grandpadawan. Don't be mad, master, Anakin entreated. We can't help it, you're so little. Obi-Wan sighed again, world-weary and long-suffering. Ahsoka made a noise not unlike a balloon slowly losing air.
I'm sure they'll be of help eventually, sir,
Cody said as he came back into the office with two cups in hand. Carefully, he handed over a cup of tea. Oh, Cody, thank you, the Jedi Master crooned as he pulled the cup close. Anakin quirked a brow.
How did you manage to reach everything? He asked.
Cody's eyes narrowed.
Look, as little as Obi-Wan right now, Anakin defended, and should you be drinking calf right now?
The commander sighed.
Waxer and Boyle know the basics of preparing the general's tea. I just had to supervise, he reported. They did a passable job, and my calf is unfortunately decaf.
Waxer, who had been hovering in the doorway, grimaced.
Commander Cody may look like a second stage right now, but he's plenty capable of giving orders, he declared.
Said commander turned around and nailed his second with an impressive glare, considering his appearance.
Junglings shouldn't be able to look that disapproving, Ahsoka Fa whispered.
Rex, who had been leaning against the wall out of the way, snorted.
Cody was decanted looking disapproving, he informed the Padawan, and he's only perfected the look since then.
That earned him the next glare.
Am I wrong?
Rex challenged with eyebrow raised. An eye roll met the question
and Anakin choked as he tried to suppress his laughter. Cody turned to look at his Jedi.
Since this lot's obviously going to be of no help, shall we get back to work?
He asked. After taking a long, slow sip of his tea, Obi-Wan nodded.
Indeed we shall, my dear commander. As you said, we will get no help from this lot of utter miscreants.
Anakin raised his hands in surrender.
Tell me what you need me to do, master, he said, attempting to be soothing.
Obi-Wan stared at his former Padawan, assessing him.
We need to examine the artifact, he declared. Carefully, the last thing we need is more of us in this predicament, unless you want your Padawan and your captain to see what an adorable child you were.
Anakin spluttered, while Ahsoka and Rex traded grins.
I'm sure you were a very cute kid, master,
Ahsoka teased.
Obi-Wan hummed. I have a few holos from his early days at the temple, actually, he said.
Anakin groaned. This isn't funny anymore, he lamented.
Obi-Wan grinned serenely and went back to his tea. Cody smiled approvingly at his Jedi, who blushed at his unspoken praise. Boyle arrived then, with ration packs in hand.
Good timing, Sergeant, Cody praised. We were just about to get to work, and everyone should eat something since this is going to be a while. Rex snorted.
Him giving orders shouldn't be as carking adorable as it is, Waxer muttered. Cody's eyes narrowed.
Are you denying the junk cadets are cute? Rex asked, cutting off whatever Cody might have said.
It made Cody falter, and the blunt smirked. The younger clones all adored Cody, and Rex knew that in turn, Cody had a soft spot for them.
Low blow,
the commander growled. The captain was unrepentant.
Just know that if there are holos, you will never see my revenge coming.
Cody stated to no one in particular. Rex and Waxer traded looks. With a single nod, they agreed it would be worth it. Some of the other CCs would pay well for these holos.
Are we ready to get to work, Cody?
Obi-Wan asked. The commander's attention immediately shifted to his Jedi.
Of course, sir, he assured.
The other clones shared a knowing look.
Look,
Ahsoka whispered impatiently. Rex looked over and was grateful to be wearing his bucket. It let him immediately snap a few holos. He would take Cody's revenge for it. This scene deserved to be commemorated.
They were just so cute.
They were sitting in a corner, resting. Obi-Wan was tucked against Cody's chest, with Obi-Wan's adult-sized robe pulled around them as a blanket.
If we didn't need them to be themselves so badly, I'd be tempted not to find a way to reverse this,
Anakin muttered. Rex shook his head.
Neither of them would want that, and you know it, General, he said.
Even if part of him wished Cody could have this sort of simple peace.
Anakin sighed. I suppose you're right, he conceded. But we may as well let them rest. They need it, and it isn't like we are making any progress anyway.
Rex nodded. A smart plan, General, he agreed. That made the Jedi Knight smile. I am capable of those, he teased. It was Rex's turn to smirk.
Occasionally, sir, he agreed.
Anakin spluttered indignantly, and Ahsoka giggled.
Rex smiled and let his eyes drift back to Cody and Obi-Wan. They looked so relaxed and peaceful. Cody deserved more of that. Maybe someday he would get it. Maybe they all would. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Team's Mystery Box 2023 for present. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.